Southwark News, Thursday, May 29th, 2014. Lib Dem leader defiant in defeat. Southwark Liberal Democrats suffered a humiliating defeat last week as Labour gained seats in the north of the borough, leaving them with 13 council seats compared to 25 previously. Local party leader Anood Alsamarai, who kept her seat in Riverside Ward, said it had been an emotional couple of days. In a mixed response, Councillor Alsamarai said she had been delighted to be re-elected, but also terribly sad to have lost some amazing colleagues in Southwark. Southwark was one of a handful of London councils which saw a Labour resurgence, along with Lambeth, Croydon and Hammersmith and Fulham. "I am deeply concerned about those councils where Labour has no real opposition now, as that can never be a good thing for democracy or accountable decision-making," said Councillor Alsamarai, who will stay on as party leader for at least the next year, after which her party will decide whether to re-elect her or not. "It's frustrating that people were not necessarily voting on local issues," said Councillor Alsamarai, who believes the fact that the European elections were on the same day encouraged the electorate to vote on national issues instead. The hotly contested Grange ward, which went to a recount, saw Labour gain a seat in a traditional Lib Dem stronghold, but Councillor Alsamarai said this was to be expected, as they had three new councillors standing there, and losses in Rotherhithe and South Bermondsey were down to Labour pouring resources and big names into their campaigning, with visits from the government's shadow cabinet. On a positive note, Councillor Alsamarai said the Lib Dems defied expectation by holding two seats in East Dulwich, but they actually dropped a seat here, as Labour's Charlie Smith effectively replaced Lib Dem Jonathan Mitchell. In the face of substantial losses, Councillor Alsamarai said, "We will continue to challenge Labour on housing and push them on jobs and childcare. Whatever happens, we will continue to fight on the side of residents across Southwark."